This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined by my colleague and friend Bill Raggio, the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, keeps the long word journal, to comment on what is now presented as a 28-point plan being amended by many of the hands that are our allies of the United States in Europe, NATO. But other voices as well from around the world, including Japan and Asian powers allied with the U.S., the 28-point plan. Bill and I have been discussing a Gideon Rockman column in the Financial Times within these last hours, offering three scenarios starting with the 28-point plan. The first scenario is that Ukraine rejects the plan and President Trump follows through on what Gideon Rockman says is an implied threat to cut off aid to the country, meaning Ukraine loses. The second possibility, Gideon Rockman writing from Europe, he's the chief foreign correspondent for the Financial Times. That's the most sober-minded and conservative paper in Europe in English. Second proposal is work that was done between Witkoff and Dmitriev. Now is in the hands of the foreign ministers and Secretary of State of the United States, Mr. Rubio, for emergency meetings, and is being reshaped, we're told, significantly. And Ukraine is playing part of that reshaping. And that means that the 28-point plan will turn into something more clear-cut as an advantage to both sides. The third scenario is that Ukraine crosses its arms and turns away and rejects everything, and the war continues. Of those three scenarios, Bill, which do you find acceptable and which do you imagine is where we're headed? Good evening to you, Bill.
Good evening, John. Let me start by saying what is acceptable is certainly relative. The Ukrainians are losing on the battlefield. It is clear the Russians are advancing on multiple fronts. They've taken over a couple of cities this year, and the Ukrainians have significant problems with manpower, recruitment. It's not getting better for them. So I think we need to dumb down, and I think the Ukrainians and the West needs to dumb down, which is what is acceptable, because the Russians can take what they want by force over the course of the next couple of years. And there could be more Ukrainian casualties. There will be if the fighting continues. And, you know, I always say, if you don't like cutting a deal today, if you're the Ukrainians, wait till next week, wait till next month, or wait till next year. It's only going to get worse. So what has to be is acceptable, in my opinion, has to be the survival of a Ukrainian state, whatever that means. And unfortunately, that means it's going to have to choke down some pretty terrible concessions to the Russians. It's going to be the Russians fought for that ground. The Ukrainians can't take it back. That ship sailed after the failed 2023 offensive. And anyone that's telling you that they think the Ukrainians can retake ground in an offensive, they're just not paying attention to what's happened since that failed 2023 offensive. So I suspect that this deal will be rejected by the Russians themselves. I suspect this is going to go into a change phase, that's scenario number two, but the Russians won't be happy. There's a couple of things in there. The Ukrainians having a military of 600,000 men. They're talked that they want to, the West wants to up that to 800,000. Well, honestly, this is something the Ukrainians shouldn't fight on, because they can't maintain a 600,000 man army on their own budget The West is going to have to prop that up. That's larger than the French and the German militaries combined. Yeah, there's just a lot of problems with this. The Russians aren't going to concede any ground that they've taken by force. And it's highly likely they're going to want the Ukrainians to cede some of the ground that they want without taking it by force. So that's why I think that ultimately, like previous deals that have been put forward, this ultimately will collapse. If the Ukrainians, I think the Ukrainians have gotten a little bit more crafty since that failed meeting between Trump and Zelensky. I believe it was in late February of this year. The Ukrainians will probably play along here and let the Russians reject this deal. That would be my suspicion or my guess as to what will happen here, John.
Mr. Ambassador, welcome. We're discussing Gideon Rockman's column in the Financial Times, The Three Possibilities as the Point of View of London in the FT. Number one is that the U.S. follows through on its threat and cuts off aid to Ukraine unless it takes the plan as it is. That's one possibility. The second is that foreign ministers gathering, as they do now, and reshape the plan with Kyiv participating in the conversation. That's the second possibility. The third is that Kyiv rejects everything, crosses its arms, goes back to fighting, and loses. What do you think is the most desirable, and what do you think is the most likely? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I'm not going to get into the details of the Russia-Ukraine dimension. I'm going to see this as the international dimension of this problem. What is happening here is that a view is being created around the world that the U.S. cannot be relied upon as an ally, and that it can actually come up with ideas just because of its own internal political changes that could harm people in the long term by relying on them. So the way I see it, whatever the outcome, I think Bill gave a very good assessment of the options. The Russians are certainly not going to return what they've taken by force, and the Ukrainians may have to fight to get something back, but they can't do that without U.S. and European backing. So at the end of the day, any attempt to try and negotiate a settlement in which the Ukrainians are not treated as an ally who need to be supported and comforted during the peace process, which is exactly what happened in Afghanistan. The U.S. abandoned their ally, thinking that the ally was the problem rather than than those who were trying to replace them or whom the U.S. had fought for so many years. And that is actually changing how the world sees the U.S. And that, to me, is a bigger question right now than just the outcome of this particular war or the peace proposals to end it.
Well put, Bill. I turn to you. We abandoned Iraq, and it turned into a wasteland of gunmen. We abandoned Afghanistan. We know what happened there. We're ready to abandon anybody who claims to be our ally. It appears to the world. That is something you've talked about for years, Bill.
Yeah, this is why when the war broke out between Russia and Ukraine and the U.S. immediately jumped on the side of the Ukrainians, one of the things I warned about was our proclivity for abandoning allies. The abandonment, as Hussein mentioned, in Afghanistan particularly, was heinous, but we did this to our Iraqi allies as well, as you mentioned, John. And, you know, Hussein has an excellent point. The perception, I said immediately after the fall of Afghanistan that, you know, if there is a country out there that is in peril and it thinks the United States is going to, you know, ride to their defense and be a stalwart ally, you know, look at what just happened here. And I think this is proving to be true in Ukraine. But the only thing that I differ in is in Afghanistan, we could have made a difference. We could have maintained a commitment. Short of the United States and Europe putting troops on the ground in Ukraine, which obviously would spark World War III, and I do not advocate for that, I don't think there's any aid, any support that could allow the Ukrainians to withstand what they're facing now. They can up the cost for the Russians, but the Russians are committed to this operation. So I think that it's going to be perceived as the U.S. abandoning the Ukrainian ally, but I think a peace deal, some type of deal, and you know, I have a lot of questions of whether the Russians will honor it going forward, but the in some way, we need to be saving the Ukrainians from themselves. If they think they can fight this out to the end and eject Russia from their soil, they may not have a country left.
I'm speaking with Bill Rajo of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy and Ambassador Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. We turn to Russia. Russia and the 28-point plan looks to be dominant. What does this mean for the way Russian soldiers of fortune, Russian diplomats are received in other parts of the Eurasian world island? And we'll add Africa as well when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.